Steve, happy not Monday, but Monday.
Yeah, you as well, bud.
Yeah, pre-recording here, but before the holiday week of Thanksgiving, it's insane.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get out and do some late deer hunting, take my dog trucker hunting. It's going to be awesome.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, I got out this past weekend, was able to fill a tag on opening day of the rifle season here in Missouri. It was pretty fun, dude. For a whole bunch of different reasons, was not able to hunt an area I normally hunt that opening morning. And it's one of those things, I kind of had this spot in my back pocket of always wanted to go check this out, but never actually been there. And I said, hey, let's wing it. So Friday afternoon, I drove down there, never put boots on the ground in this spot, and obviously did some, you know, some scouting, some looking with Onyx and trying to figure out where I thought deer might move, especially where I thought deer might move on the opening morning of rifle season. Is guys were running around on four-wheelers in the area, and, you know, there's shots going off and deer getting pushed. And dude, it was, it got down to 14 that night, which was cold for here for this early in the year. And, I was nice and cozy in the tent, man, but I'll tell you what, I had to get up at like 4 a.m. and hike into this spot. And soon as I sat, within 10 minutes, my toes essentially started going numb. It was one of those things where the hike was long enough, I didn't want to wear my giant insulated boots. And I don't know if that was a good decision or not, but holy cow. So anyway, within the first couple hours of daylight, like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes in, something like that, I was able to take a nice small 6-point, or 3x3, as you Westerners would say. So it was cool, man. It was one of those things that was like going into public land, never been there, specifically went to a spot where I thought deer might get pushed, and I think that was the case. And it was so cold, I was more than happy to like fill the tag, load my pack up, and get out of there, man.
So what were some of the things you were looking for when you were trying to decide, like, okay, I think deer are going to push through here? Obviously looking for four-wheeler trails and access.
Yeah, so I was down south central Missouri, and in Missouri there's the Mark Twain National Forest, which is a big forest system, but there's different pockets of it. And so I was down south central Mark Twain. There's private areas around, and I knew that a good number of those private spots would get pressured. I knew that they would be hunted. I could see that, like on some of them, I could even see, even in satellite imagery, there's this one field, for example, I saw a feeder out in it, and you could even see deer trails coming out to it, which is pretty cool to see in the sat image. But so I figured that those would get hunted. And then there was a trail system in this section of Mark Twain that I was in, and those trails are open to four-wheelers. So I essentially knew where people would be accessing, where they would be moving. And so I was essentially just trying to find little pockets, both of terrain features that kind of provided good cover and security, but essentially just the way it laid out is there's some trails to the left, there's some private to the north, there was even some private to the south, but then there was essentially this creek bottom that was cutting east to west. So it split the private north and south. Mm-hmm. And then it had the trails on the west that was pressured. And so I just kind of figured the deer are going to be pushed from the west. They're probably know that there's security between this private north and south. And it was just, unless you have Onyx, which I know a ton of people do, right? So this isn't so much a secret, but this little piece of public that I was on was just kind of wedged in there. And I think would be really easy to overlook it. And so that's essentially what, I mean, I was gambling, right? Like it's part luck. Right. It, you know, it's not a guarantee, but at the same time, it was cool to come up with that plan and within, you know, have a bit of time, have it work out. Right.
So. Makes you scratch your head sometimes. Like why is that so stinking hard sometimes? And then other times you go out and kill something within a few hours.
Yeah. So, it was good. It was one of those things, and I was telling my wife this, and she was just like rolling her eyes, like, I don't get it. But, you know, it was 14, 15, 16 degrees. And when I shot that deer, I was just so excited to begin processing it, to warm my hands up. I was like, yes, warm meat. So I don't have a four-wheeler or anything, and I was not at super far away from the trails, but I was about a mile and a quarter away from where I had parked and camped the night before. So I went ahead and you know, deboned the whole deer and just packed it out in the XO and hiked it out, which is obviously not normal for what a lot of people do in Missouri. So it was cool, man. There was I was back to my car by like 10 a.m. that morning and headed home, and I had called my brother when I shot my buck, and he had shot a buck, which was his first buck, and that was a whole funny story. And so anyway, I drove back to where he was at, was able to help him. I had another friend, and so essentially last weekend was able to help. I was able to put a buck in the freezer and then help put two more in the freezer. So it was a busy weekend of processing meat and all that, but it was freaking fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was funny too. I was thinking, so I hunted again yesterday, and so the rifle season's still open, and just by default, you get your one either sex deer tag. So I use that on my buck, and then you can buy antlerless tags, doe tags. So I had a doe tag. So I was out yesterday trying to put a doe in the freezer, and I had a chance to shoot a much better buck yesterday if I had not already filled my tag. And to me, it was really interesting to sit there and to watch that buck, and it was a much better buck. And I had literally three or four shot opportunities at it. And to think, do I regret filling my tag on the smaller buck, or don't I? And actually sit there and have that, you know, going through your head. And ultimately for me, I didn't. I was just glad to have meat in the freezer. That's what I was wanting to do opening day, and did it. So it was pretty interesting to go, even though I could have shot a much better buck. And, you know, if I was hunting for social media or to be like a podcast hero or something, it would have made much more sense to not shoot that small buck. And then here I could have shot a much better, bigger buck. But I had like zero regrets, man. I was like, meat in the freezer and get to keep hunting for does, and it's a good thing. So I just thought it was interesting to be able to sit there and literally have that opportunity to go, should I have not filled that tag? Because here I can shoot a much better deer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So as this comes out, week of Thanksgiving, which as we mentioned, so there's a couple things going on this week we wanted to let you guys know about. One is Black Friday, and we typically have done a sale the last 4 years or so for Black Friday. So Steve, tell us about what's going on this week for XO, what we're doing, for Black Friday.
So we just have some extra, well, not extra, basically demo, kind of cosmetic blim, Ranger Green packs. There's, we got a fairly decent number of them. Some of them are, we had there's some color variation in the webbing, so like some of the webbing will be like a little different shade of green, and other ones are we're extremely strict when we're QCing the products when they come in from our sew shops, and so some of them are just little things that you would never ever even notice, but it, you know, it's something that we set aside. And so yeah, it'll be like $100 off one of those packs. We've got some 3500s and 5500s in Ranger Green, and yeah, they'll go on sale that Friday morning. I imagine they're going to go pretty quick.
Yeah. So if you happen to be shopping for that, the best way to make sure you see that happen is just to sign up for our newsletter. So just head over to the website under contact. There's a newsletter page. We'll send out an email as soon as that sale is live and going. And there's a decent number of them, but at the same time, if past is any indicator, when we've done something like this in the past, they probably will go pretty quick.
They'll be sold out that day, there's no question.
Yeah, so that'll be going on. And then, you know, we're just gonna do some other small stuff. We're gonna do like 50% off all of our hats and things like that. So if you want to go pick up a new hat, if you're already an XO customer or something like that, we'll do that, so you can pick up a hat for pretty cheap. But yeah, so that's happening Black Friday and through the weekend. If there happens to be any packs, we'll let the hats go for a few days as well. And then also Christmas party. So in the past, have done a Christmas party at XO HQ. Last year did it with the guys from Born and Raised. It was a good time. This year, Steve, we're doing tickets, not only for crowd control, because the code will only let us have so many people. But then we're also essentially raising money for a charity. So tell us about what we're doing for tickets and then where that money's going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to charge basically $10 per person. last year, you know, it was free, and frankly, the main reason we have to charge this year is so many people like just jumped on and grabbed like 8 tickets, you know, hoping that 3 or 4 of their buddies would come with them, you know, and that didn't happen. So it kind of created a little bit of a headache on our part trying to coordinate who's coming and not coming. And so this year we're just charging $10 for it. And then we're basically turning that money right around and donating it to the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation, which is an awesome charity. We've worked with them in the past. We work with them with the Northwest Mountain Challenge. We've with the Full Draw Film Tour. They've always been partnered up with Hunt of a Lifetime, and they take kids with life-threatening illnesses out on a hunt. I know there's a hunt that happens outside of Boise on an elk hunt every year, where a kid gets to go, and some friends of mine take him out there, and it's pretty special, unique thing to see a kid that, you know, who knows how much longer they get to live, which is a hard concept to grasp. And they get to go out and hunt an elk or do any kind of dream hunt they want. So it's pretty awesome. So yeah, the Christmas party itself, tickets will go on sale sometime Tuesday. It is a capped number. Unfortunately, I wish we could make it as big as possible, but there's only so much space and legal requirements with the fire code and stuff like that. I had the fire marshal guy over at the warehouse the other day trying to go through and get estimates on what we can and can't do. Tickets will go on sale, and I imagine that one's going to go really fast. Last year said it was free, but it was a matter of like 30 minutes and those were gone. So it was pretty crazy. But Born and Raised guys will come over. Obviously, they've just started their Land of the Free 2.0 series, and they've got a huge following, so they're going to kind of announce it, and they'll be here. We're not exactly sure the schedule that'll happen during the Christmas party as far as, we'll do some type of live question and answer session with them and hang out. I know we'll round up some, you know, give away a pack and some, I'll probably have some stuff from SNS Archery that we donate and do a raffle for. But other than that, it's really about, we've always done an XO Christmas party. I said it was smaller for the first few years. You know, we have like 30, 40, 50 people there. We provide food, we provide beer and wine and water, and just get out and have fun and socialize and recap the hunting season. So just on a much bigger scale now, we'll have probably 350, 400 people there. So yeah. Hope if you're listening to this and you're somewhat close to Boise, you can get in there and get a ticket, and yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah. So tune into, the Land of the Free project, because that's where the first announcement will come from for tickets for this. And it should be on Tuesday, so the day after this, November 20th. If they make the announcement and there's tickets left over within a reasonable time period, we will try and maybe send out an email or something like that if we have tickets left after that announcement. But potentially things could go very fast. So tune in on Tuesday night to the Born and Raised Outdoors channel with the announcement there. That would be the best way to see the link, get the link, and get your tickets. So, Steve, this week, full show on Wednesday, we talked with our buddy Sydney Smith. Just a good show. We actually just recorded this one this week, so we're releasing it the following week. And a lot of times, you know, we have our podcast schedule out ahead of time, and we might record a show and it might not come out for a month, or heck, sometimes it's like 3 months. But this one, I just wanted to get out right away while it was fresh in mind. And I think it's a really good time of the year, you know, as we get into the holidays and then get into the new year, and people are kind of reflecting on the last year, maybe making plans for the next year. And then you get into the whole thing of like making New Year's resolutions and all that. And this episode was just super inspiring and motivational. I thought it'd be good to get it out. What are some of your takeaways, Steve, from talking with Sid?
Yeah, man, it was just, it's like pure motivation. I think right after we recorded that, I was talking to, I think, Rick, that works in our warehouse manager for us. And I was like, man, we recorded the freaking coolest podcast this morning with this guy, and, you know, kind of describe how, you know, his situation being a double amputee. And it's like, if you're ever for 1 second, like feeling sorry for yourself or feeling lazy or unmotivated, man, like I know for me, I like if I need some extra motivation, I'm going to put that thing essentially just like, you know, have it downloaded to my cell phone and plop it in real quick while I'm driving to the office or, you know, sitting at home, because it'd get you off your butt and get you moving. You know, life's too short to take things for granted and be lazy, and you kind of gotta grab the bull by the horns and freaking run with it. And yeah, it was awesome, man. It was one of those, I think I, like, one of those episodes where I didn't say hardly anything for the first, you know, three quarters of it, because I was just so just like sitting back and listening and processing and you know, really thinking about things in my own life, right, that just kind of relating to. So yeah, it was it's very inspirational, man. I think I highly encourage everyone to listen to it, and there's a lot of good things to take away from Sid.
Cool. Well, yeah, that's it, guys. Be sure to check out that episode. I also think it's and again, this wasn't really planned, but it's interesting. I would think to say you listen to that episode as it comes out on Wednesday, maybe you're traveling for the holiday, and then follow that up with Thanksgiving. Like, listening to that episode not only inspire you, it'll make you incredibly thankful and grateful for what you have and for what you can do and all that stuff. So I think it's pretty cool timing in that regard. Yeah, you guys do enjoy the holidays. Tune back in next week. We'll have more shows and a bunch of new stuff coming. So as always, thanks for tuning in. Shoot us an email. It's a podcast at exomontgear.com if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, anything like that.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.